Today is July 30th, 2022. Current Bitcoin price is $24,520.79.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
What's going on, Rick?
Oh, another beautiful day in paradise, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. You know what's nice about paradise is that, like, when something doesn't fit what you want it to fit, you can just redefine it.
That's how I roll.
That, you know, I mean, I'm not fat. I'm skinny. I'm going to redefine what fat is.
And I'm not poor. I'm wealthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and realistically, all you got to do is change your geographic location, and that is the truth.
Married? I'm single.
I'm not married. Let's not get bogged down by these things of definitions. They can be changed at any time.
Yeah, my marriage is fluid, just like my gender.
So, yeah, obviously, if you don't know, we're talking about the White House's redefining of what a recession is.
Yeah. I mean, we called it a recession months ago. And we just knew it was a matter of time that, you know, the figures were going to come out and it's going to show the second quarter of negative growth in the GDP. But things are still strong and we are not in a recession.
Yeah. I mean, and from what I recall in economics, that was generally the definition of a recession. Is two negative quarters of GDP growth. And now given, I mean, what they're showing is the recording of the GDP for the second quarter of this year was, I think it was negative 0.9% or 0.09, but it's still negative.
Yep. Well, what was the previous drop? Was it like 1%?
Let me take a look here and see if I can find that. GDP numbers. Let us see. So, that's not doing me any good. Q1. It's negative, but it's just showing me a bar graph. So it's somewhere, it's below 5%. And again, it was less than, so the second quarter was 0.9% after decreasing 1.6% in the first quarter. So basically those are two quarters of GDP. First quarter was negative 1.6 and okay. Second quarter was 0.9.
Well, what that's showing, though, is that, I mean, if it was negative 1.6 in the first quarter and negative 0.9, then it almost looks to be turning around, like if you're just looking at the far out picture. But when you start looking at what's really happening, I mean, our economy is shrinking and everything is getting more expensive. I mean, I just know that there's a lot of people in the working class that are hurting right now. Yeah. I mean, taking trips is just impossible.
No, for sure. And, you know, I think it's kind of interesting. I was, we've got a property in Colorado and we were looking at doing some refinancing on the property to actually be able to complete renovations and kind of turn it into like a rental type property for like Airbnbs and those types of things. And I was kind of curious, you know, I've been kind of just hunting around, just seeing what the interest rates would be like. And they have gone up, but can you guess what we were looking at on a 30-year note for the refi?
Is it still like 3 or 4%, something like that?
They're offering 4% on it. So, I mean, it's not as low as what it was, however, but it wasn't nearly as high as what I was expecting it to be.
Yeah.
So, it's... it's definitely interesting. I think they're both, like, the banks are still hungry to give out money. It's just whether or not you're willing to take on the risk based off the, you know, the interest rates that we're looking at currently. So, it's weird, and you're seeing gas prices drop. When I was down in that, you know, the down in the lower corner of our state this week, gas prices down there were barely above $4. I want to say it was $4.09.
Yeah, in Taos, my wife said that gas prices were $4.22.
Yeah, yeah. Albuquerque last week was about $4.32. And I really thought that was interesting, because our main voting pools for the state are in Santa Fe and in Albuquerque. And those were both significantly less than what we're paying up here. And I mean, at the same time, I mean, our prices here, I think it's $4.60 a gallon now up here in our section.
For the most part, like $4.70 still.
Yeah.
So they peaked at $4.99, but that's not much relief.
No.
It's kind of funny. Like, ours kind of hit that ceiling at $4.99, and everyone else caught back up or was catching up to us. And then when the relief started coming back, we're not seeing any of that, but everyone else is.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, I think that's kind of interesting. We're going into, so, and I think I talked about this on the last podcast. I think what we're going to see is CPI numbers when they come out in August are going to show inflation dropping. And I think that's going to give the Fed the go ahead to start either saying no interest rate raise, or they're going to drop it a little bit. And that's going to carry us through the mid, or, you know, basically through midterm elections. And then, you know, Biden and the Democrats will get to do their victory lap, say, hey, look what we did to inflation. I think it's going to come back after that in Q4. That's my guess. And I could be completely wrong on that.
I think that's the best case scenario for the Biden administration.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I mean, if that's what they could pull off, I'm pretty sure that's what they would like to happen. Whether or not they're going to be successful in executing that, because I still think, I mean, there's certain indicators that are showing inflation is going down a little bit, like Costco avocados have started to go down a little bit. So I still think this harvest is going to be terrible. And I don't think there's a way you can economically just make a harvest better. Food prices are going to inflate here very soon, because it's coming August. Harvest is coming up. So that's kind of where I see the weak link in that plan.
I agree. And that's why I don't think it would be able to be sustained for a long period of time. I believe that's why I'm saying I think we'll see something like that, and then we'll see a return with a vengeance, in a sense, of what that inflation number is going to do. I think it's kind of interesting too. There was supposed to be a UN-backed treaty. I don't know if you talked or if you heard about this or not, with Russia and Ukraine to allow exports of wheat to get back out of the country again.
No, I hadn't seen that.
But apparently Russia's been shelling the port where the wheat's supposed to be going out anyway. So apparently that didn't matter so much. So, I think it's,
well, didn't Russia also shut off natural gas to Germany here recently?
That's what I've heard. And I mean, it's not so much of a concern now, but we're heading into winter here shortly. And I mean, I don't know, because I mean, really, that's when they're going to get, you know, whenever you're talking about like the harvest season and those types of things, I think that's when you're really going to feel that pinch, is when, you know, you're not having that foodstuffs, basically the supplies that you need going into the harsher months of the year. If you can't heat your home during that time of year, especially in Europe, that's going to be horrible for them. And you know, the question is whether or not Russia's going to, if they hold that hard line in the sand, I mean, really that could escalate a lot more of what's going on, within this, pre-skirmish to World War III, or however you want to look at it. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of interesting. I don't know how that's going to play out. Will Russia want the money? We've heard reports now that China is now sending military weapons systems and platforms and tanks and those types of things to Russia to help back their cause, which I'm sure the U.S. is going to have some sort of response to. I don't know what it's going to be. It's probably going to just be more sanctions, whatever. But I don't know. It's so funny because like Russia and the Ukraine thing like is not that prominent in the news any longer.
Which leads me to believe that Russia's actually doing a whole lot better than the media's been letting on.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. We saw basically inflation on the CPI index was what, 9.1, I think, for June is what we saw in the numbers in July. And then the Fed just basically, instead of, because I was really expecting like a 1% increase in interest rates. And we saw Jerome Powell come down and say, no, we're only going to do a 3/4 basis points raise. So I don't know. I really think they're gonna try and church it up for the CPI numbers for July. And that's going to allow them to give some relief going into, you know, end of Q3 and beginning of Q4. That's my prediction anyways. We're seeing a relief rally within the cryptocurrency space, obviously. And it's all markets. It's not just Bitcoin. You know, all the markets are kind of performing, I think, a little bit better than what they thought. And it's funny, too, because how much of that is shows that it's a confidence game, right? Like, we were expecting recession to be announced. Kind of figured they wouldn't announce it, but we expected recession to be announced. And as soon as the president said, we're not in a recession, everything went skyrocket, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we know that our markets are not grounded in reality. So, and like you said, it's just a confidence game. So whenever the confidence dries up, I think there's going to be a reckoning like we've never seen before. And I think everything is going to go down across the board. I wouldn't doubt that Bitcoin touches $10,000. I wouldn't doubt that the S&P loses somewhere 40-50% of its value, those type of things happening. So
yeah, we'll see. I think if you're not looking to stay in these markets long term, you may want to start thinking about taking a little bit of profits off the table if you want to, and then buy back in lower. Because I still don't think whatever is happening on the back end with the macro environment, I don't think that's completed. So I do think that we are going to be in for more hurt coming into the end of Q3, beginning of Q4. But I think right now we're going to get a little bit of ray of sunshine for a little bit. And I don't know how high that'll take it. I'm kind of expecting Bitcoin to hit around the $28,000 to $30,000 mark before it starts to retrace again. But who knows? I could be completely off base with that. We've got the month-end close happening tomorrow, and I'll be kind of curious to see where that's going to land us. There was something that you talked about earlier with China right now, because we had talked a couple podcasts ago about running a bank in a particular province of China, right?
Yes, and so, that they weren't allowed to withdraw all their money.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there was a video on Twitter that was circulating around that was showing some tanks on the street, but after the fact it's been saying you know, the Associated Press is saying that was just a drill in China, that wasn't anything to do with protests or the bank, protecting the bank.
Yeah,
so it's kind of hard to tell exactly what's going on. I mean, it's not like I exactly trust the Associated Press, but they may have a good point. I mean, it didn't look like there was a bunch of protesters surrounding the tanks or anything like that, but obviously, I mean, don't want to have Tiananmen Square 2.0 or something like that.
Yeah, it's always, I mean, that's the whole thing nowadays. Like, it's so hard to trust. And I mean, I can't look at this video and be like, oh, well, this is this province of China. I'm not from China. I have no idea where this was filmed. There's some things that are very much, they look, I mean, it's obviously it is China or somewhere in Asia. but other than that, like, I can't say one way or the other where this is or what it is. But I mean, at the same time, like, if the whole fact that there was a bank run and it was only in one particular province of China, I thought was kind of interesting to begin with. Like, China is very much interconnected from my understanding. So I would expect that to kind of overflow into the other provinces of China. And so, yeah, I mean, is that a possibility? Yeah. Is this something, maybe it is starting to spill over into other parts of it? I don't know. I mean, we still had, who was the name of that big investment company out of China? Do you remember the name of it? The real estate? Is that what it is? The real estate investment company?
Maybe that. Well, Tencent has their hands in everything.
They're the ones that were basically, they were not going to be able to meet their loans. And so there was a bailout that was being performed by the Chinese government. I mean, that's still, that's like just been a Band-Aid again, right? Anytime we see relief from coming from the government for institutions like that, if they haven't fixed the problem, all they did was put, you know, some silly putty on the hole in the boat and kept on going.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's, it's kind of similar to what we saw with, you know, 2008 and in the United States. We didn't fix anything. We just kind of, we flooded enough money into the system and just kind of kept the boat chugging along, you know, plug up the hole a little bit, still dripping. Sure. But we can still float.
We'll still bail out some more water.
Yep. And I mean, I don't know. We were talking about some of the inverse currencies that were happening with Europe and the Japanese yen and how that's kind of heading out. There's a lot of interesting stuff that's going on still. Like it's, we're obviously not through this yet. And I think we've got years, I think, more of this kind of craziness. We'll see what this fall brings, especially with, you know, when you're talking about harvest and you're talking about, you know, natural gas producers and Russia not supplying Europe. I mean, cause you can say just Germany, but I mean, really that's Europe as a whole. There's going to be a lot of other countries that are depending on that natural gas coming out of Russia to heat their homes coming this winter. So, and I don't think Germany's a very mild climate when it comes to winter.
No.
I would guess it gets pretty cold.
All of Europe is basically, has a much higher latitude than what we think.
Yeah.
I mean, like with our position in New Mexico, we kind of are in line with Morocco in Africa, whereas everything in Europe is north of that, and then even further north when you get up to like Sweden, obviously. But
yeah, so it'd be more like Canadian, northern United States kind of temperament.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think, I don't know. Where do you think, so curious, we're looking at month end for Bitcoin tomorrow. Where do you think price is going to land?
I think it's going to still be 24,000. I mean, it's not, things have not taken off. I thought things might have died down, but I was expecting a fall to happen sooner than later. I still think a fall is going to happen. I just don't know when.
Yeah. No, and that's I completely agree with you. I think we're going to see a temporary relief rally for a little while here. I don't know how high it'll go. I don't know where it's going to head. I do think that we're going to see Bitcoin. I mean, because we've also got the Ethereum upgrade. I know we don't talk a whole lot of Ethereum on here, but their merge or the launch of Ethereum 2.0 is supposed to be happening, I want to say, middle of August. So that's ramping up. And I think, I mean, with kind of the overall exuberance, I think that's going to hit the market. I really don't think they could let a recession happen going into midterm elections, or at least they wouldn't announce it formally.
They do their damnedest to prevent it. I'll say that.
Yeah. I mean, if all it takes is to redefine, then that's awesome. Awesome sauce. I mean, you know, and whatever, I don't think that's going to last for long if they do it that way. So I really think, I mean, a lot of the analysts that I was watching over this past week, they were saying, you know, they were talking about how Bitcoin needs to close this month at above 21.5, which was kind of a moving average. That was a good target that they wanted to hit, where there was some reversals that needed to take place. And as long as we close above that, we should see a rally moving higher. And it looks like we are going to see that. We are going to get that close of above 21,500. We'll see what tomorrow brings at around 5 o'clock our time when the markets close up for the week, and that gets us our month end and weekly close. But, everything on the whole, like, I mean, the NASDAQ, S&P, you know, they're all moving upwards right now based off this redefinition of what a recession is. And then I also think because the Fed did not hit us with as hard of a or as high of an interest rate hike as what we were all kind of expecting, I think that's another reason that some of this stuff is happening. Because I really thought they were going to hammer us with 100 basis points.
Yeah, well, that was kind of the rumors at the time. So that's definitely didn't come through. And, you know, this market's just really crazy because usually when you're seeing high inflation, the hedge against inflation is usually gold. And gold has actually kind of taken a beating as of late. I mean, it was down to about $1,700 per ounce, and now it's like $1,760 or something like that now. So everything, it just feels like we're financially, we are in the upside down.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. One other thing I wanted to bring up that I just saw this while I was trying to put together some articles that I thought this was interesting is apparently cryptocurrency shows the end of the world is near. This is something I've heard of before, but a Christian pastor has warned that digital currencies are the mark of the beast and a sign that the end of the world is near.
I disagree. I say that the central bank digital currency is the mark of the beast. So
I completely agree with you on that. And I think that's going to be, I mean, given maybe Bitcoin's the groundwork for it, but also at the same time, I never saw anywhere in the Bible that didn't say you can't capitalize on that.
Well, I tell you what, you didn't have to have a mark in. I mean, Bitcoin's kind of the first time we've had a digital. It's not even the first time we've had digital dollars. If you've been using a debit card or credit cards, yeah, I mean, you're using electronic forms of payment. So this really isn't the groundbreaking thing. The groundbreaking thing would be something decentralized if Bitcoin and central bank digital currencies is including your social your social credit score in with your purchases and all that stuff. Now that sounds exactly like the mark of the beast. If you don't have the good word on your thing, you can't use your money. Yep. So
yeah, and where Bitcoin is completely open and free to use, and it's censorship resistant. You know, it's decentralized. It's the payment rails built in. That's really, and it's finite, right? Like that's the big thing about Bitcoin. Where
exactly.
Central bank digital currencies are just a repackaged version of the dollar. So,
and it's like just what they're going to go to after they kill the dollar.
Yeah. Well, and it allows, we've talked about this before too, it allows the Fed to actually give direct stimulus to the populace. Because you cannot go to the bank, you know, or to the Fed, I should say, and just open up an account with them. That's not how that works. There's, you know, there's things in place. But if they really do come out with a CBDC, from the Fed, that's going to be basically what that does, is that opens up direct bank accounts from the people to the Fed, and they can just inject money as they see fit, or pull it away from you as they see fit, or just confiscate your funds or freeze your funds or whatever they want to do with it. So
it's kind of interesting, but something fascinating if that were to come to fruition, there'd be two institutions that are no longer necessary: your bank down the street and the IRS.
Yeah. Yep. Which I wouldn't mind the IRS going away.
Yeah. I don't know. The customer service at the local bank isn't that great. Trying to imagine getting a hold of the Fed when they screw you over.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, and that's one thing. Like, I've never had a bank account with a major bank. I've always done just like either the local ones or, you know, yeah, I have a hard time. Like, I don't like Wells Fargo. I don't like Bank of America. I hate those kind of institutions. And I mean, now, and I'm not saying that local banks are any better, because they're usually subsidiaries of some bigger bank somewhere, some place, shape, or form. But yeah, I don't know. But yeah, if you do want to see the video of the tank, we do have it up on the Discord chat. You can kind of check that out. But yeah, I can't tell you what that is. I don't know. I mean, there's a bunch of tanks lined up on a street. There's not people that look like they're rioting around them. There's people just taking pictures of them, kind of just look casual about it. But I don't know. And maybe it is. Maybe it is, you know, maybe it is what we think it is. Or maybe they were moving in place of something else. Who knows? Or they could. I have no idea where those provinces are at. Maybe they're getting ready to go to war against Taiwan. I have no idea.
No idea.
Or they're moving on to a convoy to head to China or to Russia.
That's what it is.
I don't know. What else do you have coming up? What do we got to look forward to over this next week? We're going to have to record again. I've been gone like the past 2 weeks, so I apologize that we haven't recorded something more recently again. So
I don't know. I don't know if we have much to look forward to. I mean, they've ignored the GDP reports. We saw that the inflation was going higher. It's accelerating, and you know they've raised it only by three quarters of a point. So yeah, now it's just kind of sit around and wait, and just wait for something else to break.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. I'm curious going into this harvest season and all that stuff, you know, what that's going to be like. So, I mean, you bring up some good points, and I mean, if Europe can't heat themselves this winter, that's going to be some scary times.
Oh yeah.
So, but anyways, if you guys have any questions or concerns, hit us up on Twitter, or you can hit us up on the Discord. Both of them are under at the BitByte Pod. And that's pretty much all I've got. And like I said, we'll have to reconvene. We'll have to see how we close. Maybe we'll do another episode early on this next week or something. And we can kind of just see where we close the month out at and what we think things are going to be, like what the trend's going to continue to be. Or is this the end of the relief rally? That's the question, I suppose. So,
yep.
Thank y'all for listening.
Bye.